Music from Oneida right there. That was Busy Little Bee off of Happy New Year. That's their 2006 release. Really, really great album. One that I actually found at my local record store. And we are talking about Record Store Day here on Kaleidoscope tonight. It is this Saturday all around the Miami Valley, all around the country. People are going to be celebrating independent record store days. And one person that is helping us do that this year is our next guest. I want to welcome Dave Obenauer from Ghetto Blaster Magazine. Welcome.
Hi.
Very happy to have you here this evening. And let's start out. For people who are unfamiliar, tell me a little bit about Ghetto Blaster.
Cool. One thing I wanted to mention really, really quick, though, you played the Oneida track. We're actually, I worked with Kyle Melton, and we're going to plan a Kid Forever, a Kid Millions Man Forever show here in Dayton in June. So be on the lookout for that.
It's
his drum project where he has a bunch of local artists come in and play too. So,
well, there's a hot tip right there. That's awesome.
Happy
way to start out with a bang.
But that's going to be at South Park in early June. But yeah, you asked about the magazine, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah, I was living in New York for a while, and I was doing a lot of freelance music sort of stuff, and I was doing writing for Ghetto Blaster, and they needed an editor at the time. Their old editor had kind of shrunk his responsibilities, and I stepped up to the plate thinking I could get paid for it, doing a whole huge thing where my wife, who does all the design for the magazine, great job, Tracy, she made this nice little fake issue of the magazine that was my resume, and it was totally over the top, but it turns out it's a completely non-paid gig. So I've found another full-time hobby that I can occupy myself with, but it's still fun since nobody relies on it for any sort of income. We really don't have to worry about putting an obscure artist on the cover. We can take some chances. Like, there's a pop punk band I really believe in called Lemuria that we put on the cover a couple of years back. The most recent issue has an English stoner metal band called Orange Goblin, who has an incredible album about like H.P. Lovecraft and John Carpenter films and just all the nerdiest sort of stuff you could imagine. And they were super sweet dudes to talk with. But yeah, it just lets us do kind of whatever we want and not have to worry about people buying it.
And it's quarterly, right?
Yeah, it's a quarterly magazine. It comes out every 3 to 4 months.
Do you feel like that freedom that you're talking about to do whatever you want has allowed you to not box yourself in musically, to sort of pursue your own interests, you know, whether that be, you know, a straight up indie rock band or a crazy stoner metal band?
Yeah.
Or a pop punk band. Do you feel like that leaves you more open as a listener?
For sure. One thing that I've been really fortunate with our publisher of the magazine, who's been involved since the beginning about 15 years ago, Eddie, he gives me complete creative control. And I've done some zany things with the magazine, like we've had RZA from Wu-Tang Clan on the cover, Sean Cooty, who is Fela Kuti's son, on the cover. You know, we've had Eleanor Friedberger from Fiery Furnaces. I mean, it's pretty much run the gambit, and I really enjoy that. Some magazines tend to fulfill a niche, and that makes sense because that's how you build and maintain a readership, but we don't do smart things like that. We just kind of, whatever we're currently feeling, we have a very diverse and wide writer base, too, that allows us to experiment. And they have a bunch of varying passions, so we can get in-depth articles, but also be shallow enough that someone who isn't familiar can get involved and not feel like they're over their head with what's being talked about.
Now, being based now in Dayton and doing a national magazine, do you find that the Dayton community and the Dayton music community has influenced your taste or the things you're drawn towards at all?
I suppose I can't say that it hasn't, seeing how I've had Robert Pollard and Guided by Voices on the cover. For sure. No, I tend to have a tendency to want to dive headfirst into things. So as soon as my wife, who's then just my girlfriend, moved to Dayton, I figured, well, if I was living in New York at the time. I figured if I want to get to know this girl better, I should probably move to within the same state at least. But then when we moved downtown and I've just kind of been investing myself fully in the city, and it's incredible. I really love this town and the many things it has to offer, like a rich musical history. You know, was it Spin that said we were the next Seattle?
Yes. the famous / infamous quote.
That's somewhat mockingly put up in the Tumbleweed. Dayton's a phenomenal town, and we still have some incredible music coming out of it. I mean, Motel Beds have been blowing me away every time I see them, along with the Buffalo Killers, another great band. And I don't know, so many to think of that just spoil us on a weekly basis of stuff that we get to check out.
And what was the impetus for you wanting to get involved in our local Record Store Day celebration?
It was just kind of a lot of the folks that I've been talking with about the event as a record store frequenter. I definitely travel in those circles. But it was always like, well, we bought the releases. We've seen a couple bands. What do we do now? And the record stores do a great job of putting on like events and entertainment throughout the day. But still, I just kind of was thinking, man, we could blow this up. We could make this big. Like, we can, you know, involve the neon. Like, I always, my brother lived in Austin for a while, and he talked about their independent art theater that would do all these fun things, like have a screening of, a creepy southern movie.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's one of them. Deliverance.
Oh, okay.
But like, you had to canoe in to the screening of Deliverance. And I think there's no reason we can't do that in Dayton. The only reason we can't do that in Dayton is because there's not a lot of money. So as long as you're not concerned about making money, there are a lot of people who have nothing but great intentions for this town. And it's just a matter of connecting the dots. So I just figured that I would like to try to connect the dots and make a big party that will be great for the people who are already involved in the day, but also like pull in people who you know, might have otherwise not been aware of the event.
And you've got a lot of different folks are involved this year. The Neon you mentioned, I know Basho is going to be a part of this year's celebration. Basho Apparel doing some screen printing throughout the day. Blind Bob's is going to be doing musical trivia. Give us a rundown of
sure.
Of what the day is going to be like.
Crowning off the night is a 10:15 screening of Empire Records at the Neon, and that is made possible through the generous donations of Blind Bob's, as well as Ty Nine and Fifth Street Deli. And I say this to everyone that I talk to, like Fifth Street Deli and Ty Nine, Rob, who runs both of those businesses, is an incredible guy. You look at any event downtown, you'll likely see his logo somewhere. And same thing with Blind Bob. You know, they partner with Cyclops Fest, and that's how I knew I could just go to these, you know, three businesses and pretty much lock it in. But we've got that going on. And then at 4 to 6:30, we're going to be doing music trivia at Blind Bob's. And don't worry, it's not going to be just all indie rock. Like, I'm being very, very selective and trying to get all over the place with what we're asking about. And doing varying levels of difficulty, too. So even if you're not like a music snob, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to have different prizes, 5 rounds of prizes with a prize pack for each. A bunch of record labels have been gracious enough to give us some vinyls and CDs, as well as local businesses like Thistle Confection is going to give us some of their granola. Peace on Fifth just donated 5 $5 gift certificates, a bunch of other things that I should remember, but it's all on the website. Everyone's been super sweet to work with. And then Blind Bob's will have DJs throughout the day as well. And at all the record stores, it's great just to be able to check out all these local bands without having to pay anything. Because I feel like so many times you just see the name and you're like, well, that doesn't tell me anything. And do I really want to go to a bar knowing that I'm going to be one beer down already? That I'm going to have to spend $5 on something I may not like. So this is a great day just to kind of go out and check out a band and, you know, just get involved in the scene. And
And going forward from Record Store Day, would you like to see Ghetto Blaster more involved in local events around the community? Is that sort of an end goal for you?
Sure. I mean, like, I'm whether it's Ghetto Blaster or just me personally, I love to be involved in the community and just help out with all the great things going on. When I was talking with London, the owner over at Peace on Fifth, she was talking about some things that she's going to be doing in May for a free trade or slave trade. Or not slave trade, slave labor free holiday. And just there's a lot of cool things going on. And I think just a lot of people don't know about it. So any way that you can expose that to a greater, you know, audience, I think is a good thing. And people get genuinely excited about it. So
it's very, very exciting stuff. It is Record Store Day all around the Miami Valley. It's this Saturday. You can get the Record Store Day releases from Omega Music on Fifth Street and Toxic Beauty out here in Yellow Springs. Both shops are going to have live music all day. In addition, the Record Gallery is going to have live music. Feathers is going to have live music. Blind Bob's is doing music trivia and DJs all day. And of course, you can see Empire Records at the Neon Movies on Saturday night at 10:15 p.m. There's a lot of other great stuff happening. We're going to be back to talk more about it, and we're going to have your chance to win some stuff. Let's take a quick listen to some new music from the Shins, and we'll be back to talk more with Dave. And like I said, you can win stuff. Stay tuned.
What you done? I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong, and you feel like an ocean made warm by the sun. When I was just 9 years old, I swear that I dreamt. On a football field and a kiss that I kept under my vest. Apart from everything, the heart in my chest. I know that things can really get rough when you go it alone. Don't go thinking you like an ocean made warm by the sun.
New music from the Shins. That's from their latest album. It's called Port of Morrow. And speaking of new tunes, you'll have your chance to get your hands on some new tunes or some new-to-you tunes this Saturday. It is Record Store Day. It's all around the Miami Valley. Lots of local stores participating and lots of cool things beyond just the shopping for you to do. We are joined live in the studio once again by Dave Oppenauer from Ghetto Blaster Magazine. He's helping head up some of the festivities this year. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. You know, you mentioned before that you are a frequenter of record stores, and I share that that passion with you. Tell me a little bit, for you, why is it important to have record stores in our community right here in Dayton, Ohio?
I remember growing up, one of the coolest things to me was my friends and I would take road trips. I grew up in northern Ohio around Oberlin, near the college there, for folks. It would always be like about a two-hour drive down to Columbus, and we would just park out in the ghetto Kroger out there on High Street, because you didn't have to pay for parking there. But then you could walk up and down High Street and hit up so many great stores. Used Kids, Magnolia, Lost Weekend wasn't back then, but it is now. Singing Dog, and just a bunch of others. And it was just such a great experience. You know, like you were saying with the Buffalo Killers earlier, you go in there looking for one thing, but you spend like 2 hours flipping through the stacks and you come out with five things that you never would have imagined really buying. But when you can, you know, buy them at these record stores, you know, a lot of times you can get them for cheaper, or it allows you to experiment with some sort of things. So I've always been a big fan of the brick and mortar experience, just with the, I don't know, the atmosphere and also the community that you get with that. Like, I've struck up a number of conversations with clerks with some of the things that I've brought up to them. So it's a really, I think, important part of the community. And to think that here in Dayton now we've got those three stores just right around the block from each other, that's nice. You know, we've got our own little strip there. And, you know, you could spend a few hours just checking those all out and trying to find some fun stuff.
And it is... I've always compared the local record store to, it's kind of the town square for music fans. You know, you run into people you know. Oftentimes, I'll be flipping through racks and run into somebody I'll know, and they'll lean over and say, "Oh, that's a really good one. I got that last week." And I think it's an important sort of venue to share our musical culture and our tastes.
For sure, and even cool rock stars like the guy from the Buffalo Killers.
You can run into celebrities at your
That's
local
right.
record store.
That's right. Bring in your vinyl next time. I'll sign it for you.
Well, and it is, the local record store is also, I think, a really important place for local bands to promote themselves, both their shows and to have a physical place where they can sell their albums, sort of a touchstone for the community. I find that that's really important as well.
For sure. And the same way with the magazine, too. I mean, you know, we're at Barnes & Noble, almost said Borders, not anymore. but we're at Barnes & Noble's, but I feel like a lot of the issues that probably have a higher sell-through rates are, you know, the ones that go to the Toxic Beauties or the Shake Its or, you know, the stores like that where people are buying the albums that we're writing about, you know, that maybe it isn't dealing in the sort of volume that gets them into Target or Walmart or Best Buy. But, you know, I think for everything, whether it's books or magazines or the CDs themselves, like, it's definitely crucial. You can't get that online. Like, you just really can't. It's really unfortunate just to see how, like, bands will pop up in this age, like Alabama Shakes, before they even had, like, anything out. Like, they were everyone's favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think a lot of people who had never even heard them.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. I don't know how a band would deal with the sort of pressure like that, just getting that sort of exposure right off the bat. And I just think the record stores give it a little more organic process that allow for some more mature offerings and
Well, speaking of the magazine, I understand you've got a chance for some people to win some subscriptions.
That's right. I will be hosting the music trivia at Blind Bob's, so I went ahead and I brought along a few trivia questions that if you get right, we will give you a free full year of Ghetto Blaster, even if you don't want it.
You have no choice. You have to take this. Let me give people the number first so they've got it ready. The number to call, if you know the answer, do we want to do these all at once or do one and...
You're the host.
All right. Why don't we give them all three and they'll have the option of answering one. And
okay.
Once we get one answer, that's it. Okay. The number to call if you know the answer to any of these questions is 937-769-1998. 937-769-1998. Dave, what are the questions?
The first question for you, in what year did Randy Newman's song about Dayton, Ohio take place? In what year did Randy Newman's song about Dayton, Ohio take place? Second one, relating to the screening there at 10 o'clock on Saturday. In the opening scenes of Empire Record, how much of the store's money did employee Lucas lose while gambling in Atlantic City? We're looking for how much he lost while gambling. And the final question, bringing our artist in residence here, or at least for tonight. The Buffalo Killers caught the attention of which Robinson brother, leading to a string of opening dates with the Black Crows. We're looking for the Robinson brother that initially discovered the Buffalo Killers.
All right. You only have to answer one, and we've got three questions. So three winners. 937-769-1998. You will get a year subscription to Ghetto Blaster magazine. We're going to put on some tunes and take your calls. We'll be back in a little bit to announce the winners.
Oh,
music from the Heartless Bastards right there. That's from their latest album, Arrow. And we have answered 2 out of 3 of the trivia questions for the 1-year subscription to Ghetto Blaster magazine. We have one more question to go. If you can answer, if you know which Robinson brother the Buffalo Killers got the attention of, which ended up leading to a string of opening dates with the Black Crowes, give us a call at 937-769-1998 and you can win a 1-year subscription to Ghetto Blaster magazine. And Dave, if people want to check out more about the magazine, where can they find you guys online?
It's ghettoblastermagazine.com. So
very cool, very cool. Well, real quick, let's run through the Record Store Day activities one more time so people know where to go, what to do, and then we'll take the call and hopefully get a winner.
Sure. Well, you start off the day early if you want to get any of those record store releases because they'll go out quick. But those are available right at opening at Omega as well as at Toxic Beauty Records here in Yellow Springs. Then you can spend your time as you like watching live music and live DJs throughout. And at 4 o'clock, there will be trivia over at Blind Bob's where you'll have a chance to win the golden 7-inch record and prove yourself the indie king, queen, or court of the city. And you can take your receipts from any of the fine record stores that you've purchased records at that day and go to Blind Bob's or Ty9 or 5th Street Deli for a discount off of food. And you can also take that same receipt to Basho, both in Yellow Springs and downtown, for 10% off of a purchase. And then at 10 o'clock at night, we're going to be giving away 2 pairs of tickets to the Nelsonville Music Fest and screening Empire Records for $4 if you've got a receipt, or $6 with all of that money going directly towards this year's Dayton Music Fest.
And I should add that the Dayton Music Fest submissions for bands have just opened up, and we'll get a link up to that on our Facebook page. So go check out the film, and if you're a band and you want to play Dayton Music Fest, check out the link that we're getting ready to post. And I think we're going to take this call for this winner. And Dave, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Really
appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You can check out ghettoblaster.com for all the info on the magazine and come out to Record Store Day. It's this Saturday all around the Miami Valley. We've got links up to everything on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Right now, here's a band that's going to be playing the Oregon Express on April 28th. They are called The Mitten Fields. This is from their new album, The Fresh Sum.